At 21, Matt Morris stood naked in a church parking lot, using rainwater to bathe. He was homeless, $30,000 in debt, living in his damaged Honda Civic, and needed to look presentable for a sales appointment the next morning. His life story reads like a tragedy. Parents divorced at 4, father murdered his mother's boyfriend before her eyes, raised on food stamps, father's suicide at 13. Yet that rainy night became his turning point. While listening to Tony Robbins on cassette, an epiphany struck. His rock-bottom experience wasn't a curse, but a gift. Unlike people trapped in comfortable but unfulfilling lives, his extreme suffering created the motivation for radical transformation. Morris adopted two principles that changed everything: modeling successful people and committing to relentless personal development. He devoured hundreds of books on wealth and leadership, replacing radio time with educational audio. Progress came slowly. Within 8 years, he reached millionaire status. But here's what matters. He went from homelessness to six figures in just 3 years, proving that extraordinary change doesn't require extraordinary time. It requires extraordinary commitment. Being an unemployed millionaire means building systems that generate income while you sleep, travel, or spend time with family. The fundamental difference is your relationship with time. Traditional employment trades hours for dollars. The average person spends roughly 90,000 hours, 15 waking years, working and commuting over a 40-year career. While entrepreneurship offers escape, Morris warns against traditional brick-and-mortar businesses that often demand even more time than regular jobs, requiring significant capital and tying you to specific locations. The path forward involves building businesses offering location independence, automation capability, and alignment with personal passions. Money isn't the end goal, it's a vehicle for freedom. The key is creating a business that doesn't control you by duplicating yourself through hiring or outsourcing, freeing you to focus only on profit-generating activities while others handle necessary details. Most people spend 12, 20 years in school, but never learn how to be successful. The key difference between successful and average people is belief. While most see success as hard, truly successful people see earning $1 million as easy. They're not naturally gifted. They're good because they believe they're good. Morris transformed his results by controlling his thoughts. When negative thoughts like, "it's so hard," appeared, he'd consciously counter with, "it's so easy." This isn't passive wishful thinking. You must work intensely. But the formula is simple. Success equals your skill times your effort. The easy principle multiplies your skill by reducing stress and increasing confidence. Notice the middle letters of beliefs spell lie. Any disempowering belief about yourself is merely a lie, not fact. Morris shares how his mother's innocent comment after he placed second in a race, "that's great because we're not good runners at all," instantly created a limiting belief that prevented him from ever performing well in races again. Your subconscious cannot distinguish between truth and lies. It simply executes what you program it to believe. When you declare, "I'm confident," or "I'm wealthy," your subconscious takes these as commands and works to make them reality. Like the elderly couple in the Twilight Zone who wasted a genie's wish fixing a broken window, many people settle for trivial goals rather than aiming for something transformative. Dreams ignite the desire that separates winners from losers. When desire becomes commitment, you burn all bridges and retreat isn't an option. If your dream doesn't scare you, it's probably not big enough. To achieve any goal, declare it and take complete responsibility without weak words like hopefully, can't, maybe, and especially try. When someone says they'll try to do something, they've already created an excuse for failure. Children naturally dream big without using try. They simply state what they'll become. Unfortunately, adults tell them to be realistic, causing them to doubt themselves and lower aspirations. Morris recommends creating a dream list of at least 100 things you want to accomplish. He created his at 24, owning a Dodge Viper, a 150-foot yacht, mountain home in Colorado, traveling to 150 countries. Looking back, he's accomplished dozens, vacationing in Australia, cruising the Nile, scuba diving with sharks, proposing atop the Eiffel Tower. Writing dreams down is the first step to making them real. Your personal output has limits. Leadership multiplies success exponentially. After 14 years building million-dollar companies and leading over 100,000 salespeople, Morris identified key leadership laws. Leaders dream bigger than those they lead, inspiring others through vision. People aren't moved by logic, but by passion. Leaders convey inspiring visions that rally others to something greater. Attitude determines success. Leaders control their attitude constantly, keeping negativity private despite challenges. Leaders set the bar high because the group's speed matches the leader's speed. Unlike managers who tell, leaders show by example. Leaders make strong decisions. Indecision frustrates followers. Leaders maintain unwavering integrity, never sacrificing morality for money. Leaders exhibit relentless persistence, doing what unsuccessful people won't. The defining trait of great leaders is confidence. People follow those they perceive as more confident than themselves. Power is assumed, not granted. The traditional education, career, retirement path is obsolete, with the Department of Labor estimating 10 career changes per lifetime and four-year degrees becoming outdated in just 4.3 years, job security is an illusion. Control your destiny through entrepreneurship. While passion matters, ensure there's a hungry market for your offering. Don't fear competition. It validates your idea. Success follows a simple formula. Find people with your desired results, learn their methods, replicate their actions, achieve similar outcomes. Network marketing offers unique residual income that continues after you stop working, unlike traditional jobs where paychecks end with employment. Economic downturns create prime opportunities as people seek alternative income requiring minimal capital. Internet marketing provides unprecedented reach to over 1.5 billion users at minimal cost. For new internet entrepreneurs, earning your first dollar online is the crucial milestone. It proves you can generate income digitally and shatters the psychological barrier stopping most people from succeeding. Everyone has a calling, a deep inner voice urging them toward greatness. It manifests when you want more for your family, when you must check prices before ordering, or when you see others making a difference. We weren't created for mediocrity, but to achieve our destiny with God-given abilities. Too many live with excuses, not smart enough, too poor, too old, too young, that keep them small. The world doesn't need more people on the sidelines, watching others build extraordinary lives while wondering, what if? It needs you to step forward, to take that first uncomfortable step toward the amazing life waiting for you. You already have everything you need. The question is whether you'll use it. Will you dare mighty things or live in what Theodore Roosevelt called the gray twilight of mediocrity? Your rock bottom might look different from Morris's church parking lot, but it's just as real. The question isn't whether you'll face challenges, it's whether you'll let them launch you or bury you. Your calling is waiting. Will you answer?